Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Make no mistake, the left-wing progressive socialist wing of the Democrat Party is not made up of happy campers, not at all. First of all, Bernie Sanders, who came on board and made an attempt at being a team player, was not happy that progressives didn't get more talking time at their national convention. It ticked him off that former Republicans such as John Kasich and Colin Powell got more speaking time at the DNC than progressive voices. The American Socialist Father said, quote, "I think the future of ours is with the progressive movement, and I would have liked to have had more progressives have a chance to get out there and to talk about their vision to the future of America," end of quote. He blamed the Democrat National Committee and the media for the confusion over Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's remarks for implying she was supposed to be speaking on behalf of Joe Biden, when in fact, the DNC didn't invite her for that role. She was invited to perform a perfunctory duty of nominating Sanders and not to speak about Biden. Sanders has since said the day after Biden is elected, he will mobilize our people to bring about transformative change. He praised Biden for incorporating ideas from the more progressive, read far-left wing of the Democrat Party into his platform and for working with Sanders on issues like climate change. He said Biden would stop the coddling of white supremacists, which is exactly the kind of coddling Joe Biden has done for his entire political career. He concluded with, quote, "And our job is, the day after Biden is elected, is to mobilize our people in the fight for a progressive agenda," end of quote. Is he confident that he would be successful in his attempt to jam a left-wing agenda down the throats of his party leaders should they take the House, Senate, and White House? Well, he said, quote, "These people, Democratic leaders, are going to have to listen," end of quote. Joe Biden would be the oldest sitting president in history if elected. It is quite apparent from his few appearances that he is not the astute man he once was. Politics aside, at one time, he could articulate his views without hesitation and without stumbling over sentence after sentence. So will he really be the one who calls the shots if he becomes president? Many Democrats are saying they're voting for the Democrat ticket with the understanding that Biden might not make it through the entire term. The hope of the left-wing progressive Democrats is that by corralling their followers, they will be able to have an undue influence on any future legislation. That will mean open borders, shutting down detention centers, socialized medicine, more support for cities that coddle violent rioters, such as the ones we see night after night in Portland, Seattle, Chicago, and other cities. It means the left will push hard for Biden's radical tax plan that amounts to a massive $4 trillion tax hike on American families. It means the Green New Deal that would ban fracking, eliminate American oil and gas production, and kill millions of union jobs. Biden will surrender to the left to end President Trump's tariffs without getting anything in return. All of these issues are the agreed-upon talking points of the Biden campaign and the Bernie Sanders left wing of the Democrat Party. There will be no controversy among those who would control both legislative branches of the government and the White House. Voters would feel a lot of remorse, but it'll be too late to return to the economy and job growth of the Trump administration. So while the left-wing progressive socialist wing of the Democrat Party may not be happy with the way the virtual convention was handled, they are primed to jump at the opportunity to completely remake this entire country because they know they will have a great sense of control over a Biden presidency. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.